Brilliance Audio presents The Source Field Investigations by David Wilcock, performed by the author.
Since the dawn of self-awareness on Earth, we have been inexorably driven to ask the big questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? How did I get here? And where am I going? Various teachers have come along who claimed to have the answers, and the differences of opinion on these overwhelmingly profound concepts have led to many of the greatest sorrows and atrocities in recorded history. Nonetheless, consistent themes emerge in almost all spiritual traditions, including the idea that the universe is not made of dead and inert matter, but is rather a living, conscious being. This superintelligence, we are told, has woven the strands of space, time, energy, matter, biology, and consciousness together in its own image. Despite the vastness of the universe, we all apparently have a personal connection to this majestic identity. And we will live on long past the death of our physical bodies. Most spiritual teachings also say we will eventually reunite with this oneness. And even when we walk in complete ignorance of these greater realities, a hidden spiritual curriculum is influencing our lives and will eventually guide us back home. We also consistently hear that benevolent superbeings, such as Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, and others, have directly intervened in Earth's history to help show us the way to this greater truth. As Graham Hancock, Zechariah Sitchin, and others have reported, many of the oldest cultures speak of gods who gave them practical assistance, written language, mathematics, astronomy, agriculture, animal husbandry, ethics, law, and architecture, including massive stone edifices built out of impossibly heavy, multi-ton blocks, which apparently served some useful purpose. Despite the immense difficulty in duplicating these feats, even with today's technology, these megalithic structures appear all over the world. In our own modern era, the awe-inspiring origins of major world religions and spiritual traditions are usually written off as mythology and superstition. Due to the seemingly irresolvable differences between these various philosophical systems and our ever-increasing desire for information that is provable, science has replaced religion as the ultimate arbiter of truth in many people's minds, and this formerly majestic, wonderful view of a divine cosmos has been dismissed. The universe has become a giant collection of dead, empty stuff. Our minds, thoughts, and emotions, not to mention all the richness and diversity of species on this planet, are now seen to be the result of sheer coincidence and happenstance in an otherwise unthinking, unfeeling, infinitely cold and depressing void. We have nothing to live for, nothing to look forward to after we die, and even the need for ethics or morality at all becomes a subject of healthy philosophical debate. If we know we can't escape death, and all we have is this one chance to exist, then why not devote our lives to the pursuit of as much pleasure as we can find? Why not throw ourselves fully and completely into a hedonistic lust for money, power, and privilege, and hope we can then pass on these same benefits to our children, who are created from our own bodies? The more we think we know, the more lonely our lives seem to be. The magic has been stripped away. We have no special abilities or mystical powers. We have nothing to look forward to after we die. We have no one else in the universe to meet. And before we ever even get the chance to travel out into space on any sustainable basis, we may all perish in a planetary catastrophe, either by our own weapons of mass destruction or by natural causes we apparently have no ability to control or prevent. A seemingly endless lineup of big-budget disaster movies entertains audiences by threatening the Earth with total annihilation. you may now be listening to the prophets of doom a little more carefully, and might indeed be wondering if, in fact, all is well.